T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk a little golf now around the rest of the state of Wisconsin. A lot of people wondering when they can get back out on the golf course, and a little bit surprised that golf courses were shut down, for lack of a better term. Rob Jansen, a WSGA executive director, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Rob, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. I know that this hit Radio Joe, who is the golf enthusiast. I do like to play and get out as much as I can, but shutting down a golf course has hit him rather hard and many other golfers around the state. So I'd love to get your perspective on all of this.
Yeah, it's hit me hard. It's hit golf courses hard around the state. They're small businesses and facing uncertain times, and they face a lot of challenges in most years with weather and other factors. So this is just another challenge that all courses and golfers are facing right now.
Was there a I guess what was the reasoning for shutting down golf courses specifically? Because I think, as we all know, if you've ever played golf, especially if you're, you know, out with a couple of buddies, as long as you're not in the same golf cart, you're pretty much far apart.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, and that's why we continue to try to stay in communication with the state to make sure that they have good information as they're making these decisions. When the order came out and initially just referenced country clubs, that kind of spoke to me that, hey, maybe they're not really understanding the golf industry right now, and, you know, not all golf courses are country clubs, and what do they actually mean here? They later clarified that all golf courses, you know, were to shut down, obviously. But the same FAQ mentioned that you may engage in outdoor activities that meet social distancing requirements. So, you know, we're trying to get the message back to the state that golf has quickly adapted. We feel golf can be played safely and meet all the same social distancing requirements that's allowing other outdoor activities to continue right now.
Was there anything in place from the, because I got a buddy of mine that has a golf course in this area, and he's like, look, we could have had one person on staff, we could have had a collection out front for whether it be credit cards or for cash to be put into, we could have even done it on the honor system, we could sterilize the carts with wipes as the carts come through, we could stagger how many people are on the course. He said there were so many ways to allow us to stay open, and they didn't want to listen to any of it. Was that something that was presented to you, then you presented onto the state, or is this just something that maybe they were doing and not everybody was taking into consideration?
Yeah, you know, I just don't think the state knows how quickly golf has adapted and, you know, how golf can be played safely. There's been a lot of efforts going on and people, you know, coming up with their own kind of recommendations, and including some national organizations who put out some, you know, helpful guidelines for courses. So they're, you know, ready to go if and when golf can resume, or golf is being played in most states around the country right now. So these guidelines have been helpful to allow states where golf is being played to make sure that it's being done safely. So we've tried to take all the best information from around the country and adapt that into some recommendations that we're going to provide to the state as to how we specifically think that golf can be played safely here in Wisconsin under the Safer at Home order, similar to other outdoor activities.
Talking with Rob Jansen, WSGA Executive Director. There is a petition online that's been signed about 30,000 times already. Is that something – now, do you guys have any affiliation with that, or is that just something that you can use to put in your hand and say to the governor or to someone in the governor's office and say, hey, there's a legitimacy here. There are people that would love to do this and stay fit. I mean, this is a time which you're very sedentary, staying at home. this is kind of a healthy activity as long as there is required social distancing.
Yeah, we didn't start the petition, but great to see that golfers obviously care about the game, are passionate about the game. I also like that the message of the petition wasn't, hey, we just want golf back. It was, hey, we think golf can be done safely. You know, some of the same recommendations that, you know, are part of our message with the state. I signed it myself as a golfer, wanting golf back myself. But we're focused on, you know, kind of the official channels that we're working through, letters directly to the governor. You know, we put in our request through the WEDC to have golf classified under that essential business category, and also maintaining communication with our friends at the Department of Tourism, who we work closely with over the years and continue to have a great relationship with. And they've been very helpful in, you know, providing us some kind of guidance through the process and, you know, encouraging us along the way.
So what is, I guess, the next step?
The next step right now of a call with the Secretary of Tourism this afternoon. So we're going to talk about golf, and I'm going to share some of my ideas and hear their perspective as well, and see from them what they feel the next best steps are. But remain hopeful that, again, with proper protocols, that golf could be played safely, and we think it could be a great outlet for golfers right now. And it's not even about the golf at this point. You know, this isn't about getting out there to play your best round. This is just about the health and well-being of everybody. You know, we think it could be great just to get people outside, keep them spaced out, let people get some exercise, and just keep up their mental health a little bit through all this.
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point, if indeed they say, okay, let's qualify this, at what point would you expect then, you know, as the weather begins to turn, golf courses then either be allowed open or begin to open?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, hoping to get some guidance on that today or in the coming days here. You know, if not golf coming back here very soon, you know, we just want to make sure that that the state knows that the golf industry will be ready to go, you know, whenever they're told that golf can be played, and they'll be ready to bring it back safely, and, you know, make sure that they've adapted. You know, it's not going to be golf as we used to know it right now. It's going to be a little bit different version of golf with social distancing, and that's okay right now. And, you know, whenever the state feels that they think golf can be a part of these social distancing guidelines and, you know, not present a health risk, which we don't think it does, we just want to make sure the golf industry is ready to go and can start back up when we're given the green light.
Yeah, I was going to say, you hope it's sooner rather than later. Now, do you have to go? Do you talked about going through the tourism and such and then talking to them and different departments. At what point, I guess, in this process, does it then end up in front of the governor to where he says yay or nay?
Yeah, that's a great question. I wish I knew the answer. A lot of this is new to me. I'm not a professional lobbyist, so, you know, just doing this through the channels that we have available to us and, you know, doing the best we can with the process. I don't think anybody's getting the governor on the phone directly right now. He's got a lot of important things on his plate, obviously, and golf isn't at the top of his priority list. You know, but we feel that there's a lot of good information being shared out there. A lot of, you know, state representatives and people involved in the state government, you know, who are helping to share our message. So, you know, we're confident that that message is getting to the governor's office. And, you know, as soon as they are able to take a closer look at it, you know, we just want to, again, make sure that they know that, you know, the golf industry has been working hard to quickly adapt, to make the game safe for all, you know, and we think it can be, you know, a part of the process moving forward here.
Well, we certainly hope that golf is allowed once the weather starts to turn. I mean, I know there's a lot of avid golfers that want to get out there right now. And please, by all means, keep us up to date. Let us know how things are going. And then if that becomes something that we can get back at. Because you can't play you know, baseball, I mean, I guess you could if you're still 6 feet apart, but you can't, you got to get people together. You can't really play basketball. I mean, even soccer to a certain extent, but golf, it's you against the course. And if you're just a single and you want to get out there and hack it around and get some exercise and move through the fresh air and do it in a clean cart, man, I can't imagine why they wouldn't allow that, but that's a little bit of a head scratcher. But best of luck to you and keep us informed of how things go, okay?
Will do. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, and stay safe and be well.
Absolutely. There you go. Rob Jansen, the WSGA, Wisconsin State Golf Association Executive Director, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.